Would you like some cake?
I'm not supposed to.
Don't worry so much about not supposed to. Live a little.
And that's from Chocolat, and that's Grandma telling her grandson, don't worry so much about Mom's rigid rules. Live a little, lighten up a bit, enjoy life. Now, you know, it's no good if the kids are rebelling, but a lot of times what happens is when parents become too restrictive, you know, don't have any sugar, you can't eat any fat, you can't eat this, you can't, that the kids, it then becomes the taboo thing that the kids want to sneak. And I've seen kids who have been on very restricted diets due to, not due to health issues, but just due to parents being overly concerned. The kids end up rebelling and they end up with obesity problems or anger problems or lots of other problems. So you want to be realistic with your kids. And it's okay to have a piece of cake at a birthday party. I mean, you don't have cake for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but a piece of cake at a birthday party, given that the kid doesn't have a health problem, is fine. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and my show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. And you can pick up the phone and give me a call right now. My number is toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And you can even write down that number and keep it for later. Maybe you want to ask me a question next week. Again, I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. The show is The Rational Basis of Happiness, and that means you matter, your happiness matters, even if other people tell you that yours is to serve others, you don't count, and don't be selfish. You can always call me with that question, too. Is it okay to be selfish? And my answer will be yes, rationally. But that's a whole topic in itself. Right before the break, we were talking about the fact that, like, coming up in the show, we have a sex therapist, Dr. Barry McCarthy. And if you've ever wondered what will happen in a sex therapist's office, you can imagine what goes through many people's minds. Stay tuned, because coming up, we'll be listening to him. And right now, I want to turn to a question that I received from Janine. This is, good morning, Dr. Kenner. I have a problem, and I'm hoping you can help me. I have searched online for information about the results of moving children back and forth between separated parents and the effects it has on the children. I can't find anything helpful. I need to know, is it going to cause problems with them psychologically, or is it healthy for them? I'm asking for my fiancé. He has recently divorced, and they are having a terrible time with child custody. The children are beginning to act out, and that concerns me. Please help me. Thanks a lot. Janine, I think and I hope that you're asking this for yourself, because it's your life, your relationship, and these kids will become your stepchildren. And so the fact that they're acting out and that his ex is flaring things up, or he's flaring things up, I don't know who the guilty party is, or both, or just a messy misunderstanding, means that that's going to reflect on your life. That's going to influence your happiness. So yes, there is information out there. There's a fabulous book, a little bit hard to get. You'll probably have to order it. It's called Helping Your Child Through Your Divorce. And that's what your husband needs, but you could read it too. And it's by Florence Bienenfeld, Bienenfeld. I think it's on my website, drkenner.com, drkenner.com. And at the beginning of that book, you will see graphic pictures of children, that children's drawings of children in distress, and they are psychologically damaged by the process of their parents' divorce. That you see kids with, you know, rainbow torn apart, or a heart torn apart, or two different homes with black clouds over them, or ominous figures, monsters coming into the picture. And it's, the world is seen through the children's eyes. It's how they're feeling about their lives when mom and dad are going into battle custody issues. And parents are usually so focused on themselves and so focused on revenge, even though they give lip service to, well, I'm doing this for the best interest of the kids. Many times they're not. And the kids do get lost in the shuffle. Now, does that have to happen? No. That's why Florence Bienenfeld wrote her book. She's a court she's a mediator, custody for custody issues during in divorce cases, and she gives an excellent example of what mediation looks like She walks you right through it. What types of mistakes parents make. How not to use your kids as pawns. And if you can maneuver through a separation divorce, in this case your fiancé is divorced, if you can maneuver through it rationally without taking out all the baggage and revenge fantasies, I'll get my ex-wife back, I'll get my ex-husband back, you know, I'll get custody of the most precious, treasured item, the kids. It's not an item, but the kids. And many people do that. But if you can avoid that, then it's not necessarily damaging to the kids, especially if they're young. They get used to the rhythm of going to mom's and then going to dad's. Kids sometimes have a preference. Maybe they hate one parent. I've seen that in therapy, where one child just despises a parent, and legitimately so, and doesn't want to live with that parent, but is forced to go to that parent's home because of custody issues. Well, then you'll have some rockiness too if that's the case. So, you're not yet married. You want to stand back and say, this is the package I'm getting. Is this what I want? Even if I love my partner, I still have options. I still can say this is not working. And I want to look at the full picture. I am not just baggage on the side. This is my life. If I find that this is my once in a lifetime man, and he is so wonderful, and it's his ex-wife that's being unreasonable, and if I've been fair about that, I've seen it from her point of view too, then I may stick by him. I may weather the storm, and I may connect well with the kids and learn to go on the ups and downs with them, learn parenting skills and communication skills. But if not, then you do have a right to leave the relationship. I know you didn't ask me that question, but I think it's implicit in your question. So hope that helps, and you can get back to me and let me know how things went. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on The Rational Basis of Happiness. My number's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And here's a very quick question. Hi, ma'am, instead of Dr. Kenner. Hi, ma'am. Okay, my friend is 14 years old, and I was at my dad's wedding reception, and I caught my friend. What do you think he caught him in? Several times, drinking beer. Then we got in the car to go home. His older brother let him take a puff of his cigarette, and then he gave him a new unlit cigarette and lit it for him, and my friend smoked three of them. What do I do? Now, that can be very traumatizing. I mean, on one hand, you have to love this kid who wants to lead a clean life and make good choices, no drinking, no alcohol, and he's just mortified by his friend making these choices, which many adults would say, oh, that's just kids' stuff. It's trial and error. But what I want to highlight here is choices, how much they matter in life, and how you're judging your friend on his choices, judging yourself on your choices, and it feels like your friend has had a breach of integrity, that he told you he would never smoke or never drink, and that was something you shared in common, and now it's sad to see that he made this choice and you're angry with him. Don't try lecturing him. You can't force a mind, and you'll come across as holier than thou, and he'll push you away. Don't necessarily dump him. He still may be a good kid, and he has a different context than you do. So you can try to persuade him. How do you reach his mind? Well, ask yourself why you don't smoke or drink. And I think it's fabulous. I don't either. But you want to make sure that it's based on your own independent thinking. Maybe you've seen cases where people have become alcoholics. Maybe your mother was an alcoholic, or someone in your family, or you know someone who was killed by a drunk driver, or grandma goes ballistic when she drinks, she's very mean to you, and you just don't want alcohol in your life. That's a rational decision. You can do the same for smoking. Maybe you went to a science museum and you saw blackened lungs compared to nice pink lungs due to smoking, or you hate the smell of smoke, or grandpa, whom you love, died at a very young age of lung cancer, and you hated to see him suffer so much due to stupid cigarettes, and you'll have none of that. Your friend may not have that context. He may have a context of thinking, oh, now I'm getting more grown up. I went to a big wedding, and isn't this fun? I have an opportunity to do something that's taboo. Your friend may just be conforming. Big brother does it, therefore he wants to be like big brother. That's not a good sign in your friend, the conformity. In fact, that's more psychologically damaging than the cigarettes or the alcohol. And of course, alcohol in moderation is not a bad thing. Even though I'm basically a non-drinker, it's not a bad thing. Coming up, we'll be talking to a sex therapist, Dr. Barry McCarthy, on the rational basis of happiness. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and stay tuned.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and Dr. Edwin Locke.
One way to actively and respectfully listen to your partner is to put yourself in each other's shoes. If you are upset because your partner forgot to pay the electric bill, imagine how you'd feel if the tables were turned. This helps you empathize with his or her feelings. Help your partner focus on the essential issue. If he or she is meandering, refocus your partner by gently asking, "What is your main concern?" or "How would you sum up the problem?" If your partner is angry, hurt, or sad, you want to acknowledge the strong emotions or nonverbal messages. "You seem to feel strongly about this," or "I noticed you just wince. What exactly are you feeling?"
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com. And you can buy The Selfish Path to Romance at amazon.com.